Another round of business reopenings begins in Massachusetts today. For the first time in about 3 months, restaurants will be allowed to serve diners indoors, and so-called close contact businesses will be allowed to welcome customers again. WBUR's Adrian Ma explains.
Remember when we used to go out to restaurants and sit elbow to elbow with strangers like it was no big thing? Well, a return to that is still pretty far away. If you do decide to dine out this week, you'll probably notice some pretty stark changes at your favorite restaurants, all aimed at reducing the potential for spreading the coronavirus. For example, you walk in and sit down, and instead of the server bringing you a big, flappy, laminated menu, they bring you a paper one that can be thrown away later. Or the menu might just be posted on the wall. Then you look around and, the tables are spaced 6 feet apart, and nobody's sitting at the bar. Oh, and everyone is wearing a face mask until they get to their table. So no, this is not normal by any stretch. But Bob Luz of the Massachusetts Restaurant Association says it's better than being closed.
It's a step we've been waiting for 97 days. That's the last time that anybody ate inside of a Massachusetts restaurant. You know, this is a step in the right direction, but we got a long road to go.
With many restaurants on the financial brink right now, he's encouraging the public not only to dine out, but also to do it more often. And in fact, he's kind of invented a slogan to drive the point home.
Remember, Monday to Wednesday is the new Saturday. Folks aren't commuting into the city to work right now, and so it's a lot easier to go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights.
In addition, the state's allowing so-called close contact personal services to reopen. Those include places like massage therapists, tattoo parlors, and tanning and nail salons. This part of the state's reopening plan couldn't have come soon enough for Wynn Twitlan. She and her husband run a nail salon in West Roxbury called Obsession. And she says they've got unpaid rent and credit card bills mounting.
I'm happy to go back to work. All my customers are so excited. They booked me right after they hear from the governor on the news.
To prepare, Wynn has been spending a lot more money than usual on personal protective equipment, like gloves and masks, and cleaning supplies, like alcohol. And yet...
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
As she counts up her Monday appointments, bookings are slim.
12 people, and that's it. Usually I can do a lot more, like a full book, but now I cannot do that.
Fewer customers means making a lot less money. And she figures times will probably stay lean until there's a coronavirus vaccine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.